Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa pointed to the costs for pork producers because of California's Proposition 12 and a similar Massachusetts law. She said Prop 12 has the potential to disrupt the free movement of goods around the country, and she called for the inclusion of her bill, the Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression, or EATS Act, in the next farm bill.
The EATS Act preserves California's right to regulate its agricultural practices within its own borders, while also protecting Iowa's farmers' access to interstate commerce. So I think that any radical activists pushing an agenda like this that have never stepped foot on their family farms should come visit a farm in Iowa. I've extended an open invitation to them. We'd love to show you how our farmers care and manage their farms and the environment in the process. So I look forward to continuing to work with the committee to build consensus around a durable and bipartisan solution to protect our family farmers from damaging and arbitrary mandates like Prop 12.
At the close of the hearing, House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said he appreciated the input from his colleagues.
Obviously, the goals for this farm bill have remained the same as what they were when I started out as ranking member 2 years and 11 months ago, and that is that we do this farm bill that is bipartisan, bicameral, and highly effective. And the highly effective part is incredibly important. The roadmap or the recipe for highly effective is very clear. We've been on that path, on that trail for now almost 3 years, and that is listening to voices outside the Beltway of Washington.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.